weapons of mass destruction? Ask Chris and Rob. Call 513-749-1444. You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAIF.
And here's another reason why liberals are more patriotic than conservatives, love their country more than conservatives, and love their children and their families more than conservatives. The erosion of not just our civil liberties, but our human rights here in the once free United States of America.
Right on.
The most free country in the history of the world for 225 years.
Right on. I'm with you, Chris. Go ahead. Tell me why.
I said for 225 years.
225 years.
But so you might be saying the country is now...
230.
What happened? Ish. What happened?
You're counting from the end of the war, the end of this Revolutionary War.
I'm counting from the end of the Revolutionary War up until the year 2000, when the first documented cheating of presidential election had occurred. And because of that, a lot of things have happened in the last 30 years that are impending on our freedoms and our civil liberties and our human rights.
Some refer to it as the nannification or the nanny society.
Is that what you call
it? We need to have a nanny checking us out constantly to make sure we're not doing anything wrong.
But here, I'm just going to give you this next quote as an example of how our human rights and our dignity are being taken away for us in the name of freedom, in the name of patriotism, in the name of volunteerism, but really it's a big scam. It's the same scam that has drug tests for all workers from blue-collar jobs. Usually owners of companies don't have to take those drug tests, but all you blue-collar workers do. The same process and the same scam that has robbed us of our freedoms to go places without being filmed and being on videotapes, because there is now a videotape everywhere you go. You are constantly on videotape, with possibly the exception of inside your own home, but maybe not even there. You know, Nixon wanted to film you inside your own home, but that's another topic we're not going to cover today. This following quote is from George Monbiot. It's about radio frequency identification tags that are implanted in U.S. workers by CityWatcher.com, which is from right here in Ohio. And here's what he says. A tag like... Now, these are the things they put under your skin so they can track you and see who you are and where you're going and stuff.
Like a kitty cat.
Yeah, some people get them for their pets so they don't lose their pets. And it's been suggested some people can put these things under the skin of their children so that they don't lose their children at Disney World. Now, I think it's a little creepy, but here's what... George Monbiot. Do you know this guy, George Monbiot? I don't even know who he is.
I'm not familiar with him.
He wrote an editorial for somebody. And here's how it goes. He says, a tag like this has a maximum range of a few meters, but another implantable device emits a signal that allows someone to be found or tracked by satellite. The patent notice says it can be used to locate the victims of kidnapping or people lost in the wilderness. There are, in other words, plenty of legitimate uses for implanted chips. This is why they bother me. A technology whose widespread deployment, if attempted now, would be greeted with horror, will gradually become unremarkable. As this happens, its purpose will begin to creep. As it is with all such intrusions on our privacy, it won't be easy to put your finger on exactly what's wrong with this technology. It won't really amount to a new form of control, as all the people who accept the implants will already be subject to monitoring or tracking by one kind or another. It will always be voluntary, at least to the extent that anything the state or our employers want us to do is voluntary. Remember those voluntary drug tests? But there is something utterly revolting about it. It is another means by which the barriers between ourselves and the state, ourselves and the corporation, ourselves and the machine are broken down. So this brings me back to these mandatory drug tests that many of you have to take for employment. And it takes me back to these video cameras that are not just in every 7-Eleven parking lot, not just in every municipal street corner that we have here in town, not just becoming more and more common at red lights and stop signs, but pretty much everywhere. Even right here in this radio studio, there's a camera looking at me right now. It was not even 10 years ago when Rob and I were right here on these very airwaves talking to our good friend Phil Heimlich, who was a member of Cincinnati City Council at the time, wanting to put these cameras on street corners in supposedly crime-ridden neighborhoods, mostly in the inner city. And it was controversial at the time. Now, just like this article says is going to happen with implant chips, the purpose started to creep. And what was controversial not even 10 years ago, when we talked to Phil Heimlich about his plans to put cameras on every street corner, has now become commonplace. and it's not controversial anymore. It's not even an issue. It's not even an article in the paper anymore when they put a new batch of cameras on a new street corner or at a new red light.
No, when Cecil was running for council and he talked about it, no one really cared.
Nobody cares. Yeah,
okay, whatever.
Because now it's commonplace. When they put these cameras right here in the radio studio, there were a few people who were opposed to it and said, wait a minute, this isn't appropriate. But a lot of other people who are normal, everyday, responsible, cool, normal, everyday people said, so? How's this going to affect me? Well, the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that your conservative friends in all governments, from your local municipality all the way up to the big boys in Washington, who, by the way, won't let you in the White House anymore, and they have barricades around the White House, have violated our civil rights, our human rights, our civil liberties. Call it whatever you want. I'm not some hippie ACLU guy coming at you saying about all this stuff. It's just becoming more and more commonplace. And don't be surprised if your grandchildren don't even wince when somebody says that they're going to start putting a little implant device in them for their own good, because it's for their own good. And it's voluntary. Just like the drug test you take to get that job is voluntary. It used to be it was voluntary for an airline pilot to take a drug test just to make sure you didn't have an airline pilot that was all hepped up on speed. But now it's gone from airplane pilots and those guys who drive those tractors out at those construction sites, which legitimately can take a life, to people working in all walks of business are taking drug tests, including the guy you rent your video from at the video rental store. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't want to rent a video or get a recommendation of a video to rent from a guy who doesn't get high. I'm serious. If I go into rock and roll video down the street and I want to rent a movie and I'm like, well, do I want to watch this movie or that movie? Let's go ask the stoner at the counter. He's seen them both high. You can't do that anymore. You got to talk to some straight edge kid who probably hasn't seen him anywhere. If he's seen him, he was so hepped up on coffee. I'm getting a little out of hand, but you know what I'm saying. Now, is this right or wrong? Are these drug tests, these street corner cameras, and these implantable tracking devices, which sound horrific now, but will not be in 10 years, and many of you will have them. And there's nothing Rob and I could do on the radio to keep the corporations, the state, and whoever else, to make them voluntary. You know, these voluntary drug tests are mandated by the state government. They have a program called, I know what the name of the program was when they initiated this. It had like safety in the name of it, and it's for workers' safety. It's to keep the workplace safe. But you know what? All these people that are drinking alcohol and getting their DUIs and coming to work drunk, and I know some of these people who have alcohol problems, and I'm not saying that's not a character flaw. It's just something you shouldn't do. You don't get drunk before you go to work. And I know people who have and continue to do so. And we don't have drug tests for people getting drunk at work. And those people are far more dangerous than some guy who smoked a marijuana cigarette 45 days ago, but it's still in his bloodstream, and now he can't get a job. I'm actually pretty serious here. 749-1444, we're taking your calls.
So years ago, nobody would ever think that to get a job at the video shop, you'd have to take a drug test. Well, now you do. Just like right now, you might not think, well, they'll never go to a chip. Why not go to a chip? Because why go through all the drug tests? Maybe they can somehow outfit that chip to relay back what you're doing, where you're at. And they can find out right as you're smoking pot. Beep, 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 beep. Maybe that chip can send a little signal back. You know, say you're smoking pot at this latitude, this longitude, this minute, this second. And they'll know the time of day and the exact place. And they'll say, holy crap, that's my best friend's house. And I was in the basement getting high. And the chip sent a signal to there. You'll be walking around with aluminum foil wrapped around your wrist.
Now, some of this sounds like science fiction stuff. But, you know, a lot of times science fiction is prophetic. And even though this sounds like horrific science fiction stuff that's even further out than Star Trek, but it's going to happen because it is happening, and I've seen it happen. They've already got these chips, and there's already a couple of guys here in Cincinnati walking with them inside them, and it's because it's a security for them to get into their office because they're high-ranking big shots at their office. So they got these chips to get past security so that they don't have to go through the line and show their ID and all that. Well, that's fine. I'm all about shortcuts. I love a shortcut. but this is not a shortcut. This is dangerous, not just to American society, but to the world.
And are you going to trust corporate America again? How many times does corporate America and the government have to lie to you about stuff?
Yeah, how many times does the government have to say, trust us, we're the government?
And if you get a chip and they say, oh, this chip is only for access to the building. Well, you know, I wouldn't believe it. If you work for some multinational billion-dollar corporation and they tell you that this chip that we put in your hand is just like the pass key that hangs around your neck or is in your wallet, I wouldn't believe it for a minute. You know, the chip, they'll be tracking you. They'll be finding out how many hours you spend in bars, or they'll be finding out what. Maybe it'll get to the point someday it'll be like, you know, Friday night, you smoked half a joint, you had 7 beers, and then you went and got yourself a double Texas Whopper with cheese. Oh, those are good, man. Pilot Hyde, tough guy. We don't think you're a good insurance risk anymore because we don't want you drinking beer, smoking pot, and eating fatty foods on a Friday night. We're going to charge you double what we're charging everybody else for their insurance. Maybe they'll just keep track of you that way. Or they'll say, you know, you smoked pot, but the chip says you did. You're fired.
Do y'all see where this is going? Now, are Rob and I really all that uptight about this? Are we really being a couple of freaks here? Or is this a legitimate concern? I think this is a legitimate concern. And I don't want to remind you that we used to grill Phil Heimlich and give... Do you have his phone number, Jim? Look up his phone number.
Well, everybody did think it was neat and cute. You'd hear the stories when Snowball would somehow get separated from Grandma, and then they use that. Snowball would turn up at the Humane Society. They'd scan Snowball on the UPC, and it'd say Snowball belongs to Granny
Smith.
You mean
Smith. Snowball, your cat?
The dog, the cat, the bunny, the whatever the heck it was.
Hey, dude, I don't care if you put these chips, these
but that was the beginning of it, and everybody thought it was cool. Everybody thought, well, isn't this cute? We can shove a chip into a cat.
I don't care
now
about the human rights of an animal.
Well, that's the deal. That's how it creeped in first. If we wouldn't have had that step with the ID for animals, then the next thing that's natural is ID for kids. If we just started right with ID for kids or ID for business executives, that's what I'm showing you. This is the gradual stair-step effect of it. They get you used to it in bunnies, then they get you used to it with people.
The phone number here is 513-749-1444. That's 513-749-1444. We would accept a phone call from Phil Heimlich if he's out there. Because, you know, Phil can call and he can say, hey, we debated these security cameras on every street corner 10 years ago. What harm have they done?
Phil won.
Phil did win.
Phil won that debate.
But, you know, sometimes the bad guys do win. Look at George Bush. He's winning right now. Not the war in Iraq. I mean, he got to be president. He's not winning in the polls. If he had to run again today, he wouldn't win unless he cheated again. Cheaters do win. Look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look at George Bush. Cheaters do win, and it's not a good thing.
Look at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Cheating is wrong.
Look at George Bush. But not if you win.
Not if you win.
Winners write the history books.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever cheat in school and get away with it?
Constantly.
Constantly? You mean you wouldn't have a degree today if you hadn't cheated? You wouldn't have graduated from high school if you hadn't cheated a couple times? What'd you cheat on?
Whatever I could.
Yeah. I cheated twice.
I wrote on the desk, and I'd keep my left hand balled up.
Yeah.
So
and you got away with it.
And would become very, very sweaty.
I do think
and
far
then,
more kids get away with cheating than
don't. Then I'd rub the pencil off with my left sweaty hand. So, yeah, I cheat all the time. But I'm brilliant.
The purpose will begin to creep. You know, some people who thought that George Orwell, 1984, was really far out and would never happen. Well, George Orwell was right. He just got the date wrong. It wasn't 1984. It was 2004. Because in 2004, there are security cameras everywhere tracking your every move. There's about to be surgical implanted devices that will track your every move. And mandatory drug tests for many, if not most, of American workers who are not owners or presidents of companies. You know, the only way to get around this drug test thing is to own a company anymore. You got to own a company or be an independent businessman.
The number of those are smaller all the time, too. Yeah, if you're successful, you get bought up by somebody big.
Yeah, and You know, again, they call these things voluntary, but if you don't volunteer for them, there are penalties. If you don't volunteer for these voluntary programs like this drug test in the workplace, you're penalized for it. And that's not voluntary. That's coercion.
The company can set the policy and say you have to take the drug test. And it's voluntary as far as you can volunteer to take the drug test and work there, or you can volunteer not to take the drug test and not work there, but you're limited in your career options.
So it's not voluntary, it's coercion.
It's not voluntary in the least.
This must not be real controversial stuff because the phone's not ringing. Somebody call in and tell us we're crazy. We need to have more drug tests, we need to have more security cameras, and we need to have implantable trackable devices inside every American so we know where everyone is and is going and is consuming at any given time. 513-749-1444. That's a phone number here. 749-1444.
I'm not real worried about Big Brother right now freaking out and watching everything and keeping track of every move everybody does. But what I think is happening is the mechanisms are being put into place so they can turn that on whenever they want.
Okay. Here's another one. Here's another one that steams me a little bit.
Here's another one.
All right. I used to think that if you committed a crime and you went to jail and did your time, mm-hmm. that once your time was up, whether you did 5 years for robbery or 50 years for murder, but whatever your sentence is, that once your time is up, you have either been rehabilitated or you've done your time. And then you get released, presumably back into the free world, and go about your business, right?
Right.
Well, there are certain crimes now, and most, they're all sexually related. And if you're guilty of one of these sex crimes, you have to be tracked the rest of your adult life. You have to register what neighborhood you live in, and they mail a card to everyone in your neighborhood saying that this person, sometimes with a photo on it, lives at such and such an address, and this is the name of this person, and this person has been convicted of this probably, typically very embarrassing sexual crime. Now, these things can range from really horrific things like pedophilia to things that aren't no big deal. And so here's my point. There was a freak up in New England about 3 months ago. And this freak went out and he killed two guys because they were registered sex offenders. Now, of the two guys he killed, one guy was an older guy and he was a pedophiliac. And I'm not saying that he deserved to be shot by a freak for being a pedophiliac, but certainly there's not a lot of sympathy for pedophiliacs, and I'm fine with that. The other guy he shot was convicted of being a sexual predator and had done a couple of years in jail and then was released. And his crime was, when he was 21 years old, he was dating a 17-year-old girl. Well, when he got released, they got married, and they were both over 21 by then. They got married and presumably lived happily ever after until this freak murdered him. Now, which one is the sex offender? Now, the pedophiliac, say whatever you want. If there's a pedophiliac in my neighborhood, and if I've got little kids, you know, maybe I do want to know because I don't want my kids to get mixed up with that. But a guy who's 21, who's dating a 17-year-old girl, to me is not a crime. Even if they copulate their love, it's still not a crime as far as I'm concerned. Girl 17, a guy's 21. When I was 21, I was hanging out with 17-year-old girls. And when I was 17, I was hanging out with 21-year-old girls. Were you, Robbie? You're smiling over there.
Yeah,
but I know it's because the fantasies are going through your head
When I was 17, I was hanging out with 21-year-old girl. Yeah, I was. When I was a senior in high school, I was hanging out with college juniors, dude.
Do you think that's something that you should be guilty of a sex crime and then have your picture plastered on postcards and all over posters all over the walls in the neighborhood?
Well,
is that a crime?
It's a crime of embarrassment. If you're 21 and dating a 17-year-old, you should be embarrassed.
Should you? I'm being serious here. Are you being serious?
Partially, yes. It's embarrassing to be 21 and date a 17-year-old. But no, that doesn't mean it
doesn't constitute a crime.
It does not constitute a crime.
You know, it's embarrassing if you pee your pants, but it's not a crime.
There are a lot of mature 17-year-olds or a lot of immature 21-year-olds. You can't necessarily just go by a calendar age whether or not the 21-year-old's an adult and the 17-year-old's a child.
Yeah, and if you're a 27-year-old and you're dating a 31-year-old, that's not a crime either. In fact, that's quite normal and common. So for this guy who got convicted of a sex crime for being 21 and dating a girl that was 4 years his younger, gets his name on this list, gets his picture passed out to everyone in the neighborhood, and then some freak who's just a freak and a murderer, and this guy wound up turning the gun on himself and killed himself before he was apprehended. And this guy goes out and kills you because your name's on the list because he's a freak. That's another problem with America these days. People have their priorities all screwed up. And that's why liberals are more patriotic than conservatives. 513-749-1444.
Because an insane person killed two people in New England. That makes liberals more...
Yes.
More patriotic than conservatives.
Do I have to go through all that again? Or did you? Are you not smart enough to track that logic? You're not smart enough to track
an insane person killed two people. That makes liberals more patriotic than conservatives.
Yeah.
Okay, rock and roll, man. Whatever you say.
I like that attitude. Whatever you rock and roll, whatever you say.
My guess is the 21-year-old was charged with the crime.
Yeah. But it doesn't seem appropriate.
And he probably had to plead guilty. He probably said yes.
Yeah, I'm going to marry this girl.
Yeah, and so, yes, if the crime is, did I make love to this girl, this young lady? Yes, I did it. And so they found him guilty. Now, that's when jury nullification should have came in.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different kettle of fish we can't get into tonight.
If you'd like to jump into this kettle of fish, the phone number is 513-749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And this song is playing the song here because this has to do with those chips that we were talking about from citywatcher.com. Now, some people are thinking, oh, I could get those from my company. If you do that, you're a creep. This song goes out to everybody who's got a chip in them.
Chris and Rob say, hang up and drive, you idiot. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF.
As for you, Joe. A wild, wild waif. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob, man.
513-749-1444. We're taking your calls on all things patriotic 4th of July. You want some suggestions on fireworks? Don't blow off your hands. Remember, safety first, kids. But we'll talk about anything having to do with the 4th of July, grilling out, politics, liberals, conservatives, governments, tracking chips implanted in your brain, whatever you want to talk about. 513-749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. And the great thing about hot dog is...
hot dog?
You can't really ruin it. You know what I mean? If the weather's nice and you got your charcoal grill fired up, you got yourself one delicious dog. If the weather's not so nice and you have your gas grill fired up and you're just tasting the meat, not the fuel, then, oh, you got yourself one good tasting hot dog. That is a real good hot dog. And say it's raining and you have to cook inside. And so you boil them in some water. Then, you should share. And then if you boil them in water, you know what you have then? You have some good tasting hot dogs. Here's another thing you can do. You just fill a pan, a frying pan, with just like about an inch of water or something.
Just a little water?
Yeah, it's a little water.
You don't need like cooking oil or anything?
No.
A little canola?
Well, if you got a good pan, it'll clean up easy.
Maybe some of that Crisco?
Yeah, you can do that if you want, but just a little bit of water, and then you then the hot dog should be done just as the water's all gone, and then you kind of roll them around, and you get that little crispiness to them.
Really?
That you don't get with the boiled ones. Well. So it's like a combination of boiled and pan-fried.
Really? Is this how you make a bologna sandwich?
A bologna, boom. You just throw the bologna in there. Boom. Boom. Hit it with the side of the spatula. Boom.
Fried bologna sandwich.
Just throw it on the grill. Boom. Hit it with the side of a spatula when it makes that big bologna wart. Mm-hmm. And then you got some good. That's what I like about a hot dog. And a hot dog was invented right here in America. The greatest country.
It was invented right here in Cincinnati.
The greatest city and the greatest country on earth.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about America is a hot dog. Except for people who still in the year 2006 put ketchup on there? Hello? It's a hot dog. It's not a hamburger. Why do you need ketchup on it? Why don't you just go pick up some grass and eat it? Why don't you just put some grass
out of the backyard?
Just get some grass and some rocks and some mud and put that on a bun, Mr. Ketchup Man.
You sound like a Bud Light commercial now.
Just a little bit of just a teeny tiny strip of ketchup. That is okay if you're eating a crap dog. But if you have a good dog, don't get ketchup near it, man. Come on, people.
Chris and Rob Show, 513-749-1444. I'm Chris. He's Rob.
And I'm Rob, yes.
He's a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. We're both patriots.
We both love America more than you do.
Yeah.
But you know, it was the liberals' idea to break away from this country back on July 4th. Couple hundred years
ago. You mean to break from Great Britain?
Breakaway, yeah, but at the time it was this country.
Well, yeah, I guess
because we were part of Great Britain. And see, the conservatives are like, we're already citizens of the greatest country on earth. Why do we want to monkey with stuff? Right. Well, the reason why we wanted to monkey with stuff was so eventually we could invent the hot dog.
Amen to that, Broham.
And then we could invent the slice of apple pie with the cheese and the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, only an American could think of that.
Only American could have invented bacon.
And then it was a liberal who had the crazy, wacky notion of actually building roads and dams and canals and stuff.
Yeah, and the trains were a liberal idea too, weren't they?
All this stuff, the whole idea of internal improvement, and of course, a liberal notion.
The Civil War was a Republican right-wing idea. Hey, let's break off. Let's start our own country. Let's have a big fight. Let's have brother fighting brother. You know, the Republicans thought of that.
Well, they were the Democrats at the time.
Yeah, but they were like, it's the Republicans now.
Yeah, they kind of flip-flopped. It was, yeah, exactly. They flip-flopped somewhere in the 50s there somewhere. So that's the deal. It was a liberal idea to start Social Security. I think that's gone pretty well. It was a liberal idea to start the school lunch programs. That's worked out okay. Those are what some of the liberal programs are all about. It was a liberal notion to let women vote. Yes, it was. It was a liberal notion to let black people vote. Let them vote. That was their God-given right to vote. Conservatives wanted to treat them as property.
Okay, roving reporter Joe Wessels is here. He's a roving reporter.
It's Joe Weasels, actually.
Oh, we're not going there tonight. Because, you know, we can't. Okay, so all this paper you're sticking in my face?
Well, I thought it was interesting. There tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in Judge Norbert Nadel's courtroom.
Isn't he the one that found Pete Rose guilty?
Yeah, I think he...
Screw him.
He's still around?
Yeah, I got no respect for that guy.
22 years later, he's
Pete
still...
Pete Rose? He's from Cincinnati, and he finds Pete Rose guilty. What's that all about?
I think he sent him to the electric chair, actually.
Yeah, what's that all about? If we're talking about... Is that the same Norbert Nadel?
Yes, that's the same guy.
Golly,
yes.
I didn't know you were still...
I got nothing nice to say about him. He's a punk.
Still judging.
He is a punk. Is he elected?
Yeah.
Who votes for him?
People that in his electorate.
In
Cincinnati?
He's probably Republican, isn't he?
Yeah.
That'd be like finding George Washington guilty of stealing somebody's wooden teeth back in 1778.
But the thing is, Pete what the hell was Pete on trial for in Cincinnati anyway?
Tax evasion.
No, it wasn't tax.
As far as I'm concerned, Rose is tax exempt because he's a national treasure, all right?
Thank you. Yeah. All right, so what do you got? What's going on
in
Nadel's?
All this stuff?
Well, tomorrow morning, the trial, Howard Beatty's trial, the guy who was allegedly shot Kabaka Abba in front of City Hall on April 12th, is happening. And I just got to say that today I wrote a story in the Cincinnati Post about the fact that the Ken Lawson had changed his defense. Basically, they were going from a self-defense. Now he's going to just try to.
Why is Ken Lawson defending this murderer? I know he defends a lot of creeps.
Because he's the mad dog, right? He's the bulldog.
I'm all right with being a mad dog. I'm kind of the mad dog of talk radio, but
well, yeah, you are.
But
what I think is kind of
interesting. I am, but you go to hell.
Shut up.
What's kind of interesting? What I handed you here was the list of there's now 17 witnesses that he has subpoenaed to be there at. To be there at the courthouse on Thursday at 1 o'clock. Now the trial starts tomorrow morning, but then the subpoenas are for 1 o'clock. There are people like
Bill
Cunningham.
We don't cover this stuff on our show.
Oh, you
know that, don't you?
Oh, okay, I'll come back later. Who does? I'll just come back.
I don't know. Talk to Larry Arnett about this on Thursday night at 5.
Larry Arnett. Okay,
it'll be after that.
Do you have his phone number?
That'll be too late, by then.
I'm just saying, we don't usually cover this Kabaka Abba stuff. I leave it
because we can't read the papers, what he's trying to say.
Oh, they would, okay.
So, were all these people at the courthouse?
No, they're going to be there on Thursday, but I think it's funny.
Why is he subpoenaing people who didn't witness?
Well, because what he's going to try to do is he's going to try to prove that Kabaka Abba's rhetoric caused Howard Beatty to fly into a rage that he would shoot him outside of City Hall, which I think is interesting. But the list of...
Can I use that in defense when I decide to shoot someone?
If he's successful, I think it's going to change murder in Cincinnati forever.
I think it will. This could be a new murder revolution.
It could be. You know, you don't like somebody, you know, they... Well, they
this could be like the Roe Wade of murder.
It could be. Although, most people don't think he's going to be successful.
This is the defense strategy changing for trial slugged article.
Yes.
I was not going to be touching on this one. I don't know why you just thought we would be interested in this.
I didn't.
This is, I mean,
totally self-serving.
This guy, whatever his name is, Beatty. What's his name? Michael Bailey? Michael Bailey is Kabaka. This guy is Ted Bailey.
Ted Bailey is his brother. All right. You're pointing to a picture over here on
the. All right, the guy who shot Kabaka. This is like the stupid and the stupid here.
Well, yeah.
I got no interest in these people.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be big news for the next couple weeks at least.
This story was never big news.
Dude, Lincoln Ware has been subpoenaed, therefore it's big news.
And Bill Cunningham and. People, and what's funny too, also the other people that have been.
Keith Fangman.
Keith
Fangman. That'll be great because that'll give Fangman less time to patrol the streets.
It'll give him more of an opportunity to say some racial epithets.
It'll let him give him a chance to visit the cafeteria.
Right.
Go up, go back to the cafeteria, go up again, go back to the cafeteria.
But let me give you some of the names of the people that have been subpoenaed. Besides, you know, the Keith Fangmans and the Bill Cunninghams and Lincoln Ware. Chris Smitherman.
I'm Lincoln Ware.
I love to watch Lincoln's show on the weekends.
Well, the mayor's bodyguard, Scotty Johnson.
Lincoln Ware.
You guys, you're over the
top. Okay, Scotty Johnson.
Scotty Johnson, the mayor's bodyguard. Sergeant Emin Gladney.
Well, who's going to be protecting the mayor while he's in court?
Apparently, well, the mayor, that's a whole thing. You know, the mayor is right now in Fort Lauderdale.
What's he doing there?
He's on vacation. That's a little bit of a...
Fort Lauderdale?
You guys have not heard about this controversy.
I got no problem with that. He's allowed to go to Fort Lauderdale.
You know, even though I'm writing for the Post, I'll give a little shout-out to the City Beat blog, which they've been doing a great job on. And if you look at it, there's a... Somebody said...
None of this stuff is interesting. Here's the deal, dude. This is why you suck as a talk show host, because you say Cincinnati politics is not interesting.
Cincinnati politics is interesting.
And national politics isn't interesting unless it involves weed or implantable chips.
Maybe I can just leave, and you can do the show with Joe talk about all this, idiocy.
You know the implantable chips guy? That's citywatcher.com.
Those guys are creeps, too.
By owner, the guy named Sean Darks. He's the guy who's the CEO who started this, and he kind of said, you know, benignly that he started implanting chips and didn't think it was going to be such a big deal. Then it became this big international news story. So
It is a big deal. It's the declining of decline of freedom right there.
Well, I have a problem with our mayor visiting Florida. What the hell's there to do in Florida?
That?
There's nothing but rednecks, racist, and reptiles, and old people. Rednecks, retards? And
maybe he's going down there to catch a snake. Who cares?
There's kind of the controversy with that is that basically one of the City Beat staffers was on the plane with the mayor on the way down.
Part A.
Which one?
We don't know. I haven't asked to know what he said. But they took a picture of the mayor with a friend, shall we say. And then the
what
City
kind
Beat
of a friend? A good close friend?
A good close friend.
A broad?
No.
A dude?
A dude. And what's the City Beat blog, Kevin Osborne, who's the
and
now the city,
what's the big deal?
All he did is he put it up there, and then the paragraph at the end of the entry on their blog just says basically Fort Lauderdale is the city best known for the filming of the movie Where the Boys Are, and just kind of leaves it at that.
Okay.
So just kind of it's been a little controversial at City Hall.
Not controversial.
A lot of people go to Fort Lauderdale is the home of wet T-shirt contests. Yeah. All I think about Fort Lauderdale is biker dirt. And strippers.
I don't think it's controversial, but it kind of was a shot across the bow, put it that way.
If Mayor Mallory wants to enjoy a wet T-shirt contest, who are we to stand in his way? As long as it's not tax money paying for that pitcher of beer.
And the wet T-shirt contest will be great.
Yeah, that's fine. And, you know, I only wish I could join him. What's the big deal about that?
I'm not saying anything.
There's no way two gay guys are going to Fort Lauderdale.
Wait, who said anything about gay?
He just did.
I know. He said he was with his friend.
It was considered a shot across the bow, and it was kind of the big news at City Hall.
Rob, you and I are friends. It doesn't mean we're gay.
We're married.
But yeah, but we're not gay, remember?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Remember your spiel that night?
sometimes slips my mind.
Hey, go to our website if you don't know what we're talking about. Rob and I got married 3 years ago. It's been that long.
How's it going?
Right here on the radio.
It's going great.
I'm going to kill him.
That's love, isn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Love is...
If he doesn't start cleaning up his dishes. Hey, can we mow the lawn already?
How come we didn't get subpoenaed?
Will you start working down that list of honeydews?
Do you get paid if you get subpoenaed?
Yeah, why didn't they subpoena us?
Why didn't he...
I'd love to take an hour off.
We're the most powerful media people in the country. And this Lawson to...
Yeah,
the pit bull of justice didn't a subpoena. He's got a poster of Ken Lawson up in his kitchen.
And they probably didn't subpoena you because you probably talk about what a nice guy Kabaka Abba is, right?
We've never mentioned Kabaka Abba on the show ever once. Yeah. Never once have we ever mentioned him.
We create our own entertainment. We don't need to rely on, you know.
Yeah,
he was very entertaining.
It's non-news, and his murder is non-news, and I'm sorry it happened,
it happened during a City Hall meeting.
It is news.
City Council meeting.
It is news, dude.
It's not news.
The newspapers are covering it.
That doesn't make it news.
You said the nuclear testing by North Korea. Last week you said that wasn't news.
You said
that wasn't interesting.
Now it is news.
You said nobody cares.
It is news. Now it is because just the other day, North Korea threatened to send a nuclear bomb to America.
What about the three they tested this afternoon?
Six.
One of them failed and the other five were...
And nobody's heard from anybody in Seattle in at least 4 hours is what they're
saying. Really? Let's call Seattle. Let's call a sports bar in Seattle, you guys.
No, the one that could reach Seattle failed, but the other ones were okay. But that doesn't
the ones that could reach Sacramento are fine. So
that didn't interest you.
Governor Schwarzenegger is out there, just, you know, come on, bring it on, you know.
He'll terminate it. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, so
that's not a problem
for California. We're fine.
The real problem is global warming and never mind.
And Hawaii.
I'm ready to go home.
Wow, Fort Lauderdale, dude. I think maybe we should go in the PW, get a case of tequila. 4 cases of beer. We should probably road trip down to Fort Lauderdale on a fact-finding mission. Jim, you up for it? Can you get the convertible? So we might not be back. This might actually take more than a week. So next week, who knows what will be on in our place. But we'll be on a fact-finding mission to Fort Lauderdale. We will check every sleazy, dirty, filthy, wet T-shirt contest have a nightclub. We will check inside each bikini to find out what's going on in Fort Lauderdale. Does anybody but skanks hang out there anymore?
Hey, I got a good question for you.
It was like 1967.
Shut up.
What the hell is going to
Fort Lauderdale?
I got
a good question for you.
How about if I reach across that
board and pull
your eyebrows out
one by one? No, I've got a question that no one in the media has addressed.
One by one.
Are you ready for this one?
Well, why are you so...
This is one no one in the media has addressed yet. You listen to the ball game, right? On the radio? Reds game?
I listened today. It was very disappointing. The Reds lost 5-2.
You got Marty and Joe and bringing the game to you and everything.
2 down. Okay. Lost 4 in a row.
Well, you know, during the ball game, they run commercials between innings. A lot of times it's beer commercials or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this season in particular, I've heard a lot of commercials from the Ohio State Highway Patrol with the click it or ticket campaign, and they're all very threatening. They all threaten you if you don't wear your seatbelt.
I've noticed that, too. It's like they tried to be nice for years and said, here's a general reminder. Make sure you wear your safety belt. Now it's like, wear your safety belt.
Wear your safety belt, man.
But they run them a lot, and I happen to know how much airtime cost to buy a commercial during a Reds game, and they run these things not only every game but several times per game, and they're threatening and they're demeaning, and they treat the citizen like a criminal just by listening to them. And my question is this: who's paying for these ads? They're not cheap. I asked a guy who's running for state senate the other day. I met over on the street, walking down the street, and he said, and he says
he's on every street corner.
Says, well, they're probably public service announcements. And I said, that's fine, but public service announcements they run at night during the Truck and Bozo show. They don't run those during the Reds game. They run the public service announcements late at night. So who's paying for the top highest costing airtime for radio commercials during the ball game? That's the most expensive airtime you can buy. Who's buying these commercials just to threaten us? Is it the state? Is it the Highway Patrol? Is it our tax money paying for these ads? That's got me a little bent out of shape.
My guess is it's your tax dollars and your speeding ticket dollars.
Yeah, that's not right. Why don't we give the money to the schools and teach the kids to drive with respect, which nobody does anyway. People are sitting at green lights talking on their cell phones when they should be driving. And why don't we teach kids to drive better and put that money into schools and buy more orange cones for the driving ed class rather than run these threatening, demeaning, insulting ads on the radio at our taxpayers' expense? Somebody answer me that.
I do like the fact that they can run whiskey ads during a ball game.
749-1444, 749-1444. I'm glad about 5 or 6 years ago, they started running underwear ads on TV again. It's been a while.
And they have Victoria's Secret specials now, too.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Which is kind of like a long
underwear commercial. But you seen, okay, that's fine.
But hey, I'm serious about this thing with the Highway Patrol, because those guys are scum buckets anyway. Those guys are out there. Those guys are the criminals, pulling people over who aren't speeding, pulling over truckers who are trying to just do their regular everyday work. How would you like it if somebody came to your place of work every day, tried to fine you for doing something you had to do anyway?
Listen.
513-749-1444. I'm Chris. This is the Chris and Rob Show, and I'm pissed off.
I can see just like some dude growing up, and he thinks, I want to help out the community. I want to pay back to the community. I want to help out the city where I grew up. I want to help out everybody around me. I'm going to become the cop that walks the beat, and I'm going to keep the old ladies safe, and I'm going to get the cats down from the trees when they get stuck. I can see somebody growing up wanting to be a cop to do that kind of service for their city, their community, their friends, family, neighbors. I don't see anybody but some pinhead little pipsqueak who was bullied a lot in high school growing up wanting to be a state highway patrol.
Those are the worst kinds of cops, too. Like, I don't like city cops, especially Cincinnati city cops. Those guys are thugs. But the ones that are the highway patrol are the thugs who couldn't succeed at being a thug. Those guys are the worst kind. All right. 749-1444. Whose country is this?
They do very little
whose
copping.
Whose country is this?
Yours. I don't know. Whose?
This is my country.
It's Chris's country.
It's Curtis Mayfield's Chris's country.
Oh, yes.
W-A-I-F. So. It's Curtis Mayfield's country.
Some people think we don't have the right to say it's my country. Before they give in, they'd
rather fuss and fight than say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and welts on my back. This is my country. Too many have died in protecting my pride for me to go second class. We've survived the hard blow, and I want you to know that you'll face us at last. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country.
Chris and Rob want to hear from you. No, really, they do. Call now,
yeah, really.
513-749-1444. That's 513-749-1444. You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAIF.
Hey, so we're wrapping things up here. Next week, Rob and I are going to be doing our community service. We'll be out there picking up garbage on the side of the highway in those little orange jumpsuits. And we'll be having some cats fill in for us. They call themselves, I think, Mark and Steve. Is that what they call themselves? These guys are great. So tune in next week.
Oh, yeah, they're
that.
Usually heard on the weekends.
No, on Monday night.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
exactly. It's still the weekend for me, dude, because I am still partying, man.
Oh, man.
I ain't no 9-to-5 slave to the wage like you, dude.
They do a show called In Review on Monday night. What time's it on? Go look it up for
me. Sure, that's not on the weekends?
It's moved around a couple of times. Jim's going to go look it up for us.
Yeah, they do a great show, though.
Yeah.
I've heard it before. They actually have subjects.
Yeah.
They actually have topics and subjects. Yeah. It'll be completely unlike Chris and Rob.
Yeah, and sometimes they actually get calls.
Hey, tune in Thursday from 5 to 6 for Larry Arnett's Bottom
Line.
Here on WAIF 88.3 FM, check out the real truth behind the headlines. Check out the stories that never make the front page. Be informed. Stay in touch every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Never attempt to drive or walk through floodwaters. Even though the water might look only inches deep, it could be much deeper, and the floodwater currents can be deceptive. It only takes 2 feet of water to carry away many of today's cars. This message is brought to you by the Ohio Committee for Severe Weather Awareness and WAIF FM. Nationally, drowning is the fourth leading cause of death to children under 5. Never leave your child unattended near a pool. Keep toys away from the pool area. Have a telephone poolside and learn CPR. A message from the Ohio Department of Public Safety. This is WAIF, Chris and Rob, Jazz in about 11 minutes or so with Andrew WK. And next week, Chris and I will probably be turning big rocks into little rocks.
Huh?
I'm sure somebody on the highway patrol will probably cook up some gobbledygook, some sort of 73 and a 68, perhaps some sort of 78 and a 55. You don't know what's going to happen. And then, oh, look, you got a headlight out. Look, Mr. Rob, you got another headlight out. Happens all the time.
What are you talking about? What?
That's the nightstick hitting a windshield, hitting a headlight.
Crazy.
I do sound effects now, too. I'm like the black dude in Police Academy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead, walk away from me.
Okay, good. That's the first time you've impressed me in a while. That's pretty impressive stuff. Right, so we're wrapping things up. This is your last chance.
We got 8 minutes, dude. We got so many more topics.
That's
we
not only, a lot of time if somebody wants to call in and
bust
our chops.
We barely got to the Civil War about why liberals are better than conservatives.
Should we continue?
We got to get to the whole...
It was liberals that won World War I and World War II.
The whole election of 1876.
Yeah. Of course.
Ended Reconstruction. The liberals caved to the conservatives, put Hayes into office, withdrew the troops out of the South, and boom! Next thing you know, you got the Jim Crow laws taken over and all that kind of
so
stuff.
So you can blame the conservatives for that, can't you?
Right. If Tilden would have got elected...
What about the Depression? Can we blame that on the conservatives?
Oh, yeah, because who was the president? We had...
was it Wilson?
Hoover?
Hoover.
Hoover
was a terrible president.
Well, he's known as a terrible president due to the daggone Depression hitting during his presidency.
And Wilson was Woodrow Wilson. He was a conservative too, wasn't he? He was a racist and a member of the KKK. Good old Woodrow Wilson.
Wilson's sort of the father of liberal foreign policy.
Oh, he is? He's the one that got us in World War I, isn't he?
Well, that's where it starts getting tricky.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, true conservatives don't think you invade other people's countries and tell them how to live.
I just know he was one of the most corrupt presidents, and he was also a member of the KKK. We don't need those kind of presidents. Similar to the one we got now, we don't need those kind.
We had Harding, and then we had...
The unelected kind.
And then we had Coolidge, and then we had Hoover. And all those guys, good, staunch, card-carrying Republicans.
Yeah.
Very, very conservative. What's good for Wall Street's good for America. Look what happened.
Did you just say...
That's the sound of guys jumping out of buildings and hitting the concrete.
Okay. What?
What's the sound they make right before they hit the concrete?
That's the sound of a dead dog. Last thing he says before he dies.
And then we got FDR and World War II to thank for getting us out of the Great Depression. Liberal ideas. The use of force. The use of government. When you're talking armed forces, what are you talking about? You're talking about government at its most testosterone-filled notion.
Yeah.
The use of the armed services. And FDR, you know, and the use of the armed troops in World War II lifted this country out of the Great Depression.
Really?
Taft, not the current Taft, but the other Taft. What the hell is his name? Robert. Isolation Taft. You know what his nickname was? Mr. Republican.
I thought his nickname was Big Fatty.
After Pearl Harbor, he said, let's not get involved, fellas.
Yeah.
Let's not go to war. He led a whole isolation movement all throughout the late 30s and watched the Nazis roll into Poland and still didn't think we should do anything. He watched London get bombed. He didn't think we should do anything. He watched the Japanese rape China. He didn't think we should do anything. There you go. There's your conservatives for him. Watch the Hun run all over Europe. Watch the spaghetti benders take over Africa.
The spaghetti benders?
You heard me, the spaghetti benders.
Where'd you learn that term?
From a Dago I used to know.
You're ridiculous.
So you got the spaghetti benders in Africa, you got the Hun all over Europe, and you got your little yellow tyrants all over China.
Yeah.
Invading the other little yellow tyrants. And the good conservative Republicans, they don't want to do anything, man. But thank goodness for the good liberal FDR. And the liberal policies, which got us into World War II, which lifted us out of the horrible, horrible, horrible depression which had gripped this country. So there you go. Those are just a few of the reasons why liberals love this country more, love their children more, and love America more than the people who are impressed by some scraggly old hag with a bun in her hair, wearing a blue jumpsuit like she's Mary Lou freaking Retton or something, jumping around, pointing her little bony, craggly, cold, dead finger at somebody, saying, you don't cut and run. We don't cut and run. We don't cut and run.
Witch of the East.
I'm a little soccer mom. Ooh, look at me. I love your unborn babies. I just hate them when they grow up, and I want to kill them. We don't need those kind of hag people. They don't... We don't need those kind of people telling me what makes America great and that they love America. You show up by your deeds, and if your deeds are, I want to, people sign up for jobs in the Army. Because the economy sucks and because a lot of people think, if you check the polls and the surveys, a lot of people in the armed services actually do think Saddam was behind September 11th.
Hello, you're on the air.
Is this Chris or Rob?
Who's this?
Who is this?
This is Chris and Rob. Who's this, Beba?
It's Ricky Nye.
Hi, Ricky. What's up?
I'm trying to drive, and you all are getting me. Y'all are so wound up.
Well, yeah, we all are so wound up. Well, maybe you need to get a little wound up because everything's going to hell, and the only people that can save the world and save this country are people like you, man, regular, everyday people who are just trying to make a living, get through life, help their kids grow up, you know, and you got to do something. You can't just be driving around listening to the radio, dude.
I'm just trying to drive, man.
You coming back from a gig?
No.
So you think it's safe to drive around in a 4,000-ton automobile talking on your cell phone? You think that's safe?
Y'all, happy 4th of July.
Spleef in one hand, brew on another, driving with your knees.
Yeah, that.
God bless America.
You even got your glasses on, dude.
I'm trying.
Did you blow up your fingers off of some fireworks tonight?
Yes, sir.
I blew my ears out. Hey, listen.
You going to cross the bridge?
What?
Are you going to cross the bridge?
I'm going,
The big
no bridges, no.
Roebling, cycles. You going to cross the suspension bridge right now?
No. I'm over by Norwood now.
Where are you coming from?
Ooh, ritzy.
Coming from Clifton.
What were you doing in Clifton?
Playing a backyard party.
With a lot of fireworks going on?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody lose a finger?
Unfortunately.
You know, Rob and I, we're big supporters of fireworks, but we believe safety comes first.
Amen.
All right. Thanks for your call there, Ricky.
Hallelujah.
Even internationally famous musicians call us on holidays.
People, don't drive your car and talk on the cell phone at the same time. Pull over. That's fine. Pull over somewhere. Give us a call. But don't be driving it and stuff. Damn.
My God, what is this land of America? So many people traveling there. I will go too, for I am still young. God the Lord will grant me good luck there. You, my wife, stay here till you hear from me. When you get my letter, put everything in order. Mount a raven black steed, a horse like the wind. Fly across the ocean to join me here. But when she arrived in this strange land, here in McKeesport, this valley of fire, only his grave, his blood, his blood did she find. Over it bitterly she cried. My husband, what have you done to this family of yours? What can you say to these children? Children, you've orphaned. Tell them, my wife, not to wait, not to wait, not to wait for me. Tell them I lie here in the American land.
A song like that really isn't supposed to be sung for an audience. He was just getting something off his chest. I guess it's that way with a lot of folk songs. I was in San Francisco. It was 6:30 a.m. one morning. I was having breakfast with my brother-in-law. He's a longshoreman, and he was about to take off for work. And a friend of his came in. They were going to work together. And over a cup of coffee, his friend says to me, "Did you ever hear this? My father used to put us to sleep with this. Kind of a memory test. Not a song," he says. "My father would say, 'One big fat hen.'" And all the kids would repeat, "One big fat hen."
We got an issue in America. Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
You didn't elect him. Just wanted to remind you of that. Neither time. You didn't elect that. That was not the choice of the people. You have a right to be pissed off about it. Y'all should do something about it. I hate every one of you.
And you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati. WAIF FM, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed during this program reflect my own views or the views of my guests. And we want to thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati.